Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Just to note as we begin that there is another special message from J.D. Walt at the end of this audio. I'd encourage you to listen through to hear what he has to share. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together as we prepare our hearts to meet with Jesus today. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, In Christ We Learn the Way of Love, Part 2. And our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Hear the word of the Lord. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Consider this. Have you ever considered the patience of Jesus? Knowing his story was leading to a cross, he still patiently served his disciples and ministered to those who came to him. We never perceive that Jesus was in a rush or biding his time to get to something else. Have you ever considered the kindness of Jesus? Continually asked to do things, be things, to make things happen, we see him responding with clarity and grace, even in circumstances where the need seems to be overwhelming. Then we see Jesus moving in contentment. We don't hear envy or comparison with others in his words. Neither does he boast or exhibit arrogance. With today's section of 1 Corinthians 13, 4-13, let's repeat our exercise of inserting the name of Jesus in the place of love first, and then inserting our own names second as a declaration of our union with Jesus. As before, I'll do a light snap of my fingers to note putting your own name in the passage. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. Jesus does not envy. Jesus does not boast. Jesus is not proud. Now we'll insert your name. Is patient. Is kind. Does not envy. Does not boast. Is not proud. Again, we can thank J.D. Walt for this wonderful exercise in union. Because the Spirit of Jesus lives in you and me, Philippians 1:19, Galatians 4:6, we can be patient. When we say, I am an impatient person, we are contradicting our union with Christ. We may be well-meaning and may have grown up believing that self-effacing comments are a sign of humility, but we are not agreeing with God when we make them. Christ in you is patient. Therefore, he is transforming you into a patient person. We can be kind. We can put a gentle hand toward the hearts of those who come across our path, in person, via text, or on social media. A feeling of outrage over what someone posts is no excuse for losing our cool and dehumanizing them with our language. In your anger, do not sin. Ephesians 4:26, we are told, Christ in you is kind. Therefore, he is transforming you into a kind person. We can avoid envy, boasting, and pride. Envy tells us the lie that someone has it better than us. Who has it better than a beloved child of God? No one has it better. Boasting is what we do when we are insecure, an attempt to heighten our reputation in the presence of another. Who has a higher reputation than Christ in us? And what child of God is desperate for someone to affirm us when Jesus himself affirms us as his own? And as for pride, Paul will only boast in Jesus and in his own weaknesses. 1 Corinthians 1:31, 2 Corinthians 12:9. A beautiful humility is the consistent posture of Jesus' disciples in the world. In union with Jesus, you and I can become the most loving people on planet Earth. We can do so not because we have it all together or because we have no weaknesses with which we struggle. We can become the most loving people on planet Earth because Jesus, the most loving person who ever lived and ever will, dwells in us. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you, and you are in me. There is a fear I have of waiting, and my union with you is conquering that fear in me even now as I pray. I want to become patient, and by this union with you, I will. I want to become more kind, and by this union with you, I will. I want to leave envy, arrogance, and pride behind me, and by this union with you, I will. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. Do you see yourself as naturally patient, naturally kind, naturally content, naturally elevating of others, naturally humble? If you answered yes on any one of these, wonderful. What area is Christ in you working on right now to make you more mature in other areas?
Good morning, everybody. J.D. Walt here one last time for a P.S. Just kind of getting on our walking shoes, our Acts of the Apostles walking shoes. We're warming up our voices to sing of the glory of God. We're going to sing a hymn today. This is a little P.S. I've got for you. Let me just tell you right now, for those of you who've got your hymnals handy, we're going to sing number 73 as we close out today. He leadeth me, O blessed thought. Number 73. Get ready for that. Wanted to say this. I got an email from a reader the other day, and he asked, I thought Seedbed was a business. Why are you asking people to give? Well, fair question. Truth be told, Seedbed is not a business. Seedbed has a business. Seedbed is a mission. Did you hear that? Number one, Seedbed is a mission. It's an awakening, a great awakening mission. And as a part of that, we have a business. You know, our business supports our operation. But we ask people to give because giving expands the mission field for our work of sowing for a great awakening. You know, so much of what we do at Seedbed, we do at no charge to anyone. The wake-up call is one of those initiatives. Banded discipleship is another. These things are free of charge, and yet they are very expensive to do. And that's why we annually invite you to pray about sponsoring the wake-up call with a financial gift. The way we do that is by the sponsorship of a day. Now, some people will give a week. Some people can't do a day. So we say, how about half a day? How about a quarter a day? A day is $300. A half a day is $150. A quarter day is $75. Of course, any gift of any size is welcomed and appreciated. There's a link in today's PS in the email where you can give. And you know, I'll be back. Season 2 of Acts beginning Monday, May the 20th. Super gratitude to Dan Wilt for the way he's been leading us in these days between the resurrection and the day of Pentecost. And I'm coming on Monday, May the 20th, right after the day of Pentecost, fittingly to study the Acts of the Apostles. And I wanted to invite you also to grab a wake-up call companion journal. These things have been so helpful to people. We've got a limited supply. Today, if you order it, you'll have it in time for the launch. You can see that link in today's email. And now, for you who are listening, let's sing together. That's one of the things I've missed, and I've heard some of you've missed a singing with me. So we're going to sing today hymn number 73 in our Great Redeemer's Praise, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought. It's one of those hymns that you may not remember the words, but you will remember the chorus, and that chorus could carry you through all day long. We're going to sing all four verses. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would place my hand in Thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. That's one of the greatest hits, isn't it? That's a song we can sing all day long. It's kind of like I need Thee every hour, right? He leadeth me. It's both a declaration of faith. At the same time, it's a prayer. It's a prayer and the answer to the prayer all rolled up into a beautiful hymn. I've been missing singing with you all, and we'll be singing every day coming up here starting May 20th. Holy Spirit Stories will be back on Saturdays. We got a lot to look forward to. It's going to be a good summer together in God's Word. I would appreciate it if you would pray about making a gift. I mean, every one of you, I wish you'd pray about it. This will help us. This will move the marker. It will move the needle. Also, would you invite someone to join us as we jump into the Word of God together? That's the seed, friends. Gather it up. We've got a day of sowing ahead of us. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.